If you want to find out what's going on in the world, there are a number of vantage points. A good one is to ask where the arms are, where the military forces are, the arms, the military training, and so on. Now, that happens to be an easy question for us to answer, because it's mostly here. You know, we have good information about it. It's one of the good things about the country is that it's unusually free in providing information, so we know what it's doing. By far, the biggest military forces in the world are in the United States. In fact, they overwhelm the rest of the world together. The flow of arms in the world is mostly from the United States, overwhelmingly from the United States. If we look where it's going, we can get a good sense of many of the important things happening in the world. So regularly, most of the arms flow is to Israel and to Egypt, secondarily to Egypt. That's in a category by itself. Same reason the U.S. military intervention forces for many years have been poised towards the same region. That has to do with the world's energy resources and making sure that they're controlled by U.S. energy corporations and accessible on terms that the masters of the U.S. economy want. So that's one category. If we take that, put that category aside and ask who's in the lead, well, in 1999, Colombia took first place. It moved into the lead in receiving the military aid and training from the United States. It had been the leading recipient of U.S. arms and training in the Western Hemisphere throughout the 1990s, for the last 10 years. It has also had the worst human rights record by far in the Western Hemisphere during these years. Actually, that correlation is one of the best correlations in contemporary history. For decades, there has been an extremely close correlation between U.S. military aid and torture and terror and massacre. If in any free society you'd be studying this in elementary school, certainly in college, it's a very important correlation that should be known and understood by the people who are paying for it, people like us. And the correlation remains, and it'll get worse.